Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents AI by Darren R. Partridge.
You should be doing that, darling. You're due in less than a month now.
God, please don't give me any more uni to rest stuff, Mike. It's bad enough not going into the practice. I'll go mental if I sit down any longer.
I know, but I swear that baby will know basic horticulture straight out of the womb.
Oi, less of the basic. Anyway, you could do some.
No. You're okay. The garden is your domain. Oh, what a glorious day, though. Pity I'm back at work tomorrow.
You're always at work.
Well, Bolton Kinetics can't cope without me.
Of course it can. You just won't give it a chance to.
Yeah, well, maybe I don't want to see if they can cope. It is graven in my image, my life's creation, my child.
You're about to become a father to a real child, Mike. Not one of your BK machines. You need to get some perspective.
Yes, I do. I do love you. How's your blood glucose?
Yeah, I love you too. It's fine. God, who's the proper doctor? But I do wish you weren't quite such a workaholic sometimes.
Look who's talking. Until 3 months ago, your hours at the surgery were usually longer than mine.
Maybe. But when I'm home, I stop. You never seem to actually stop. Well, hardly ever, anyway. You're forever flitting between screens. I mean, look at you now. You've got 3 devices on the go at once. And this is you relaxing in the garden.
It's important.
Ah, oh, and being a GP to thousands of people isn't, I suppose.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Well, my work is just saving a few inconsequential humans, whereas yours will save all humanity.
Oh, they're your words, darling, not mine.
Yeah, save or ultimately destroy it all.
Now, that's your father's daily crap conspiracy theorist editorial. Heard it all before, darling.
Yeah, well, maybe. But there's no point in you saving humanity if you dehumanise yourself in the process, is there? Especially as an expectant father. Now, just put the screens away and pour yourself a scotch. And me, a lime and soda.
Yes, mistress.
You're such an idiot sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. As all of you at Bolton Kinetics are probably all too well aware, the last 5 years have been an interesting time. Vexatious and frustrating. Yet, despite many setbacks, an exciting and revolutionary time in our company and in the wider industry as a whole. Indeed, in society as a whole. Advances, many of them made here on the BK campus, have revolutionized our understanding and implementation of methods of machine learning to the point where what was a clunky, laborious field has now reached a sophistication and efficiency that means all of our work now takes place in the milieu of super deep learning. With our artificial neuronal systems based on liquid circuits now beginning to mimic, at least in concept, if not quite yet in complexity, the mammalian brain. It will come as no surprise to you, at least I hope it's not a surprise, that the efforts of the last few years of all the disparate departments of Bolton Kinetics Deep learning, natural language programming, vision, robotics, and corporate ethics have now come together in the one project that was the ultimate aim of every single piece of work we have embarked upon in that time. You are all very familiar in your own ways with this collective masterpiece. Yet apart from the few technicians involved in final construction, none of you has yet seen this masterpiece of imagination made flesh, as it were. And so, without further ado, God, I have been looking forward to this. I now ask the managing director of Bolton Kinetics and my dear friend and inspirational colleague, Dr. Mike Howcroft, to present to you theory of my experimental concept 2117.
Come in, Tom!
Good evening. I am Tom XC1127, and I am very pleased to be here.
Dr. Howcroft, the podium is yours.
Thank you, Professor Stadler. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And autonomous machines, Doctor.
Thank you, Tom. Ladies, gentlemen, and autonomous machines. Well, I don't really need to tell you much about Tom, do I? Tom is the first of a new generation of autonomous robotic systems. One might, without hyperbole, say the first member of a new race. Tom is the first fully functional theory of mind AI machine in the world. The first integrated multi-layer neuronal model with super deep learning. The first robot to fully mimic the behavior and responsiveness of a human being. The first, and almost entirely, a Bolton Kinetics first.
I am all that, and indeed, that is why I have been intentionally designed as totally non-humanoid, so I don't freak you poor humans out on sight, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes, as you all know, we took the early decision in our TOM development program over a decade ago to deliberately avoid a humanoid chassis. Our friends over at American Electric criticised this approach as illogical. Why make all the effort to perfect human-mimicking behaviours unless the chassis looks human, they said. Well, we all know the results of their admittedly premature launch of the arguably somewhat underdeveloped humanoid American theory of mind article 28 model last year.
Athema 28. Totally freaked you all out.
Yep. As Tom says, the convincing but less than perfect humanoid physical structure chosen by American for their TOM, Athema system, despite its undoubted visual assets, caused severe negative reaction among test interactors, entirely as we predicted. Result? A huge financial loss for American and a severe knock to their international reputation.
Oh dear, what a pity. Never mind.
Which is why we made the board decision that all BK products going forward, regardless of their sophistication, will be strictly non-humanoid in physical structure. This isn't simply a commercial consideration. In recent months, one might say belatedly, the International Convention on Artificial Intelligence has indicated its concern over the possible abuses rising from integration of high-level AI into convincing humanoid chassis. American may have screwed up with their Athema 28, but it won't be long before the state of the art of robotics produces chassis virtually indistinguishable from humans. We don't want to pour our efforts into a doomed project destined to be outlawed. So, take a look at Tom here. This is the future of AI robotics. Agile, fast, strong, yet unmistakably mechanistic. There will be many iterations of Toms to come. And ultimately, we at Bolton Kinetics may one day build a Tom unit which is fully...
Don't tell me, Doctor. Self-aware?
That's right, Tom. Self-aware. The Philosopher's Stone of AI.
If only you'd made me self-aware, Daddy.
You can tell he's his father's son, can't you? Thank you, Mike. Well, people, any questions for Mike or Tom, fire away, and I'll see you in the bar.
Bad luck, Bill, old man. In the rough again.
Can't you fellas come up with an autonomous golf cart? Save us dragging these things along.
Yes, easy. In fact, we looked at it a couple of years ago, but we'd never be able to match the price point of Korea Informatics products. They dominate the low end. It's not really worth our while. Why don't you buy one of theirs?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Loyalty? Patriotism?
Anyway, it's part of the exercise.
Oh, yeah. If you say so. Right. Where is it?
Look there. There, in those thistles.
Oh, shit. Anyway, it would be you lot that are in the rough soon, I reckon.
What? Because we don't make golf carts?
No. Because of this self-aware crap you're so hot on.
Oh, come on. I can't believe that a director of Honeydew Liquid Circuits is a Luddite. Get a grip.
Yeah, well... Oh, balls. I'd be happy if it stayed a pipe dream myself. Our intention was hyperspeed circuits, not... playing God. Ah.
I'll come off it, Bill. You'll be a billionaire if we can make this work.
Yes, so will you, but I'm quite happy as I am, thank you very much. I'm not being funny, Mike, but this is all moving a bit too fast for my liking. Don't you think it's, well, a bit macabre?
Macabre?
Well, unsettling. The idea of creating a machine that knows that it exists... Doesn't it worry you?
There are plenty of safeguards in place, Bill. The International Convention?
Yes, 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 I know. And since when have international conventions guaranteed anything? Geneva? The UN? The SALT treaties? Kyoto? Come on, Mike. You're not a child. Ethical laws are only effective through consent. Once the technology is developed, it's there. For good and ill. Forever.
Aren't you being a bit overdramatic? It's still a long way off.
Which is why we need to control it now. Or not do it at all.
Good shot.
Yes. Anyway, have you really thought about the consequences of, well, consciousness in a machine? Couldn't it? Look, apart from the possible outcomes for us, what about the risks of...
Blimey, Bill! What? Spit it out.
Of it going mad.
Ha! What? Going on a murderous spree?
Killing people. I kill our robots.
You know that's impossible. It's against the first law. No machine can be built without...
I know. I don't mean that. I mean going insane. Existentially. Realising itself what it is. If it wakes up to the fact that it's an artificial creation, that it owes its existence to us.
Like half of the human race believes God made us.
Well, yeah.
Bill, come on.
I don't know. Maybe I am overreacting. Maybe I'm over-sentimental about humanity.
Come on.
Anyway... To bring it back to a more human level, how's Julie?
She's been a bit rough these last few days, to be honest. You know she's diabetic.
Uh-huh.
The pregnancy has upset her balance pretty badly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mike. When's it due?
Just a fortnight. We're having to monitor her pretty closely.
Oh, poor woman. Married to you?
Charming.
Well, we'll give her my love. And concentrate on creating human life, Mike. That's my advice. Your shot, I think. Oh, you jammy sod.
Mike.
Julie, my love, it's a boy. It's our little Archie.
Archie.
Yes, a healthy baby boy.
Excuse me, sir, I need to...
Julie, hold on, my love.
Mike.
I'm here.
Don't.
Julie.
I want him. Archie.
Yes.
No, Mike. I want him. Him to know. I want.
Julie, stop. You'll be.
No. His mother, Mike.
Please, Julie.
What we always wanted. I want a real, real child, Mike. He needs to know his mummy.
Julie, he will.
Promise me.
I promise.
Doctor, crash team.
Julie, no.
Come on, sir. I'm sorry. Please.
Oh, my God. Julie.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yes.
Mike!
Yes, Bill?
Do you really think...
I promised her.
I know, but...
I promised.
Okay, okay. Can it be done? I mean, properly. Can you do it?
I believe so.
Well, how? Because I don't see...
You wouldn't, Bill. It's not your field, but trust me, it's possible.
How long's it been? She's been... forgive me. She's been gone, 4 years?
To the day, Bill.
God, really? I'm sorry. I'm such a...
No need. Seriously, it's fine. You know me. I'm not over-sentimental. This is purely a practical proposition.
God, Mike. It's anything but that.
No, I know. I'm not a machine. But in essence... That's exactly what it is.
Okay. But how?
Right. We aren't talking about a physical recreation. You know my philosophy on that. And not just mine. You've seen the Tom series.
Oh, Mike, you're not going to build
No, God, no. Nothing like that.
Sure. Okay. And then what?
An integrated recreation of her personality. Something he can interact with, respond to.
Integrated? Into what? If not a robot?
The house, the garden, the car, anywhere in the domestic environment. She'll be there.
My God, Mike.
I'm not crazy, Bill. I'm not going to rebuild Julia's machine on tracks that Archie can go to the park with. Okay, yes, that'd be possible, but I can see the dangers of that. I don't want to see that myself. I couldn't live with that.
Christ, no.
But this way, he'll have his mother there when he needs her, which is what I promised her. Any thoughts?
Of course I have.
Well?
Can it really be done?
Well, yes. You know we've been installing AI home and automotive systems for years now.
Not like this, come on.
No, not like this, but trust me, it can be done.
Okay, you can do it. So, What happens when you meet someone new? For God's sake, Mike, this won't last forever. You're only 52. You won't spend the rest of your life in mourning, man. Archie will grow up and go his own way. What happens when you meet someone? What are you going to do? Decommission her?
Don't, Bill.
I have to. You've got to face it.
It won't happen.
Mike.
She was the love of my life, Bill. I'm not just doing this for Archie.
Oh, God, Mike. Oh, you poor beggar.
The garden looks beautiful, Mike. You've kept it up wonderfully since...
Thanks, yes. Well, I've had help. She can still advise.
Of course, of course. Can she hear us here?
No. I thought about installing interfaces everywhere outside, but no. Just everywhere in the house. In the playground, in the sandpit, and the pool. And in the cars, of course. For me, I have her on my phone. That works better.
Yes, well, I suppose... Oh, hello, young man.
Hello, Dada. Hello, Professor Eva. Sammy, shush. Mummy's been singing to me.
Hello, darling. Has she? That's nice. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Mike. Good evening, Professor.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You?
Can't complain. I was just saying to Mike how lovely the garden looks.
Thank you. The dahlias are good this year, I have to admit.
Yes, lovely.
Has Archie been good today?
Yes. A bit grisly this morning. He's tired after George's birthday party yesterday.
Was the party good, Arch?
Oh, yes, Dada. Molly was sick.
My God, Mike. It's amazing.
You don't need to whisper, Eva. She won't be offended.
But Archie...
He accepts her for exactly what she is. Children are incredible, aren't they? We've spoken about it all. Well, as much as you can with a six-year-old. But he's more pragmatic about it than I am. He just takes it all as matter of fact. I'm the one who has moments of angst, not him.
Can I go out and play in the garden, Dada? With Sammy?
I'll take him. Come on, darling.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy for you. But is it better than not having her here at all?
God, yes. Yes. It's all I could have expected.
When I lost Harry, I'd have given anything to be able to talk to him again. Of course, that was nearly 15 years ago. This wasn't possible then. And now I don't have enough on record to recreate him. Not that I'm sure I would want to now. Who'd have thought that in such a short time we'd be routinely collecting and storing enough biodata to do this, without even knowing we were doing it? It's been... exponential.
Yes, all the interactions, the video, the audio, every online, commercial, the social interaction recorded by one system or another, deeply analysable medical parameters, responses, intonation, mood types, all in effect digitised to characterise an entire personality.
It would sound reductionist, but for the fact that it's become such a rich landscape of character data... It's the nearest we're going to get to immortality.
God, that's when I do get a frisson of uncertainty. The only thing is...
Yes, Mike?
I can talk to her. It sounds like her, responds like her. She works as a mother to Archie, but she isn't really there. She doesn't know. It's the next stage, the... quantum leap.
Yes, and we're almost there. Self-aware is going to be Bolton's crowning glory, and yours. We'll have it within a year, no question. And it's mainly down to you, Mike.
Hardly. But thank you. Of course, American might still get there first.
Oh, they don't have a hope.
Without honeydew circuitry, they're... What's that quintessentially English phrase? Pissing in the wind? Of course, it's touch and go whether the convention will ban it outright.
But once it's there...
Exactly, once it's there. And it'll be ours, Mike. Weighty responsibility by any standards. At the very least, we will be compelled to license it to other approved manufacturers, but we decided we would do that voluntarily anyway. It's only geopolitical considerations that'll be tricky.
Well, hopefully that'll be outside our remit. Anyway, I think...
Dada! Come! Come quick! It's Mummy!
What? Okay, darling, I'm coming.
Mike?
And the wheels on the bus. And the wheels on the bus. And the wheels on the bus.
Oh, blimey. It's okay, Arch.
What?
She's just hung up again. It happens very occasionally.
Signal interlock?
There. Yeah, I think so. I thought I debugged it. Just have to shut down and reboot. There. It's okay, darling. Just Mummy having a funny turn again.
Poor Mummy.
How often does that happen?
This is only the third time. Only when she's singing. Weird, eh? Must be something in the music algorithms that sets it off. Some rhythmic pattern. I don't know. Maybe it's in the musical structure looping.
Maybe we could go over it together.
I'd appreciate that. It does give me a bit of a turn when it happens, I must admit.
Of course it does.
Come on, Archie. You can show Professor Eva your trains.
Do you like trains, Professor?
I do like trains, Archie.
Come on, then. Come on, Sammy.
Would you like a drink, Eva?
Yes, a beer would go down nicely. Lead on, Archie.
On the bus go round and round all day long.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round all day long.
Right, finally, all set.
We're off.
We're off, finally. Would you like to drive, darling?
No. You drive. I might have a doze in a bit. You okay, Arch? All strapped in?
Yes, Dada.
Right.
How long do you reckon?
To Mullion? In today's traffic, 4 hours, 37 minutes. Did you leave Mum Sammy's harness? He's too strong for her without it.
Yes. Pity she wouldn't stay over at the house.
It's because I'm there.
I know. I'm going to have to shut my eyes for a bit. Will you keep Mummy company if I have a nap, darling?
Yes, Dada.
And remember, what did I say while Mummy is driving? No...
No singing.
No singing. Right. Not yet, anyway.
Mummy?
Yes, darling?
Let's play... First one to see a blue tractor.
Okay, eyes peeled.
How fast are you going, Mummy?
142 kilometres an hour, darling.
Oh, that's fast.
I'm a very good driver.
Yes, Mummy. There's one.
What? Where? Oh, yes, on that low loader. Well done.
You win.
Let's play. First one to spot a golden car.
Well, that should take us a while.
Okay, I won 3, you won 2. I win!
You're so clever.
Are we nearly there yet?
Not really, darling, about halfway.
Ooh, I spy with my little eye... Something beginning with R.
Road.
Oh, Mummy.
Too easy. I spy with my little eye something beginning with S.
Sun.
No, it's cloudy, but not far off.
Sky.
Yes, clever boy.
I spy with my little eye something...
I spy with my little eye.
Silly mummy, it's my go.
I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye.
Mummy!
I spy Dada, with
Dada,
my
wake
little
up!
Eye.
What?
I spy with my little
eye. What? Julie! Shit! Mummy!
Dada?
Yes, yes, Archie?
Will Mummy be back soon?
Yes, darling, not long. We just... we need to do some work to help her.
I miss Mummy.
Yes, darling, I miss her too. Don't worry, she's just resting. She'll be back with us soon. Then we'll be a proper family again. Me, Mummy and our lovely little Archie.
Poor Dada! Can I help?
No. It's okay, Arch.
Is it the crash? Does it still hurt?
Yes, darling, it still hurts.
I'm sorry, Dada. Was it my fault?
No, baby.
Was it Mummy's fault?
No, not Mummy's fault. It was my fault, Archie.
Oh, never mind, Dada. I love you, Dada.
I love you too, Archie. Very, very much. Are you okay, Archie?
Yes.
What? What is it, Arch?
Nothing, Dada.
Come on, Archie. What's wrong?
Dada.
Yes, darling.
Where am I?
Where? Home, baby, here, in the garden with Dada.
Yes, but I'm not the same.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Archie?
I feel different.
How do you mean different, darling?
I'm a little boy.
Yes, you're Archie.
But I've got these.
Archie!
I'm not like the other little boys, am I, Dada?
Oh, God.
Dada. Dada, where am I? I'm all different. Dada, help me, I'm a bit scared. Dada!
Oh, my God.
You have been listening to... A.I. by Darren R. Partridge, with Matthew Bayliss as Dr. Mike Howcroft, Lorraine Chappell as Dr. Julie Howcroft and A.I. Julie, Ellie Ball as Professor Eva Stadler and the ICU nurse, Steve Infield as Bill Saunders, Lyra Donahue as Archie Howcroft and A.I. Archie, and Darren Partridge as TOMXC1127. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment. Performed by local people, for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.